Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, with a specific look at all things strategy as we work to ensure we consider all aspects that affect our digital businesses. It's been a heavy week. Between the new 15% global tariff announcement from the Trump administration and the sudden flare-up in Iran, the risk-off siren is blaring.
It really is. Bitcoin took a massive hit, dropping near $64,000, its lowest since early February. What's fascinating, though, is the divergence. While Asian equities actually held up, crypto got hit with a broad risk reset. We saw over $128 billion wiped out in a single hour after the news of the Israel-Iran strikes.
And that's the macro rub, right? Digital assets are still tethered to global liquidity. With the Fed's March meeting around the corner, markets are now pricing in nearly a 50% chance of only one rate cut, or none at all. The Goldilocks era of 2024 to 2025 feels like a distant memory. We're looking at structurally higher inflation and a fragmented global order.
Great points. We also have the Jane Street scandal with its 10 a.m. ghost. This isn't just a crypto Twitter discussion anymore. It's already hit the Southern District of New York.
Right. On February 23rd, the administrator for the Terraform Labs liquidation filed a bombshell lawsuit. They're alleging that Jane Street used material non-public information back in May 2022 to front-run the Terra Luna collapse. The numbers are staggering. The claim is that Jane Street avoided over $200 million in losses by using insider knowledge to dump before the peg completely shattered. But the real juice for current traders is the 10 a.m. phantom.
Wow, okay, explain that for the listeners who haven't been watching the one-minute candles.
For months, there's been this weird, persistent sell pressure on Bitcoin futures at exactly 10 a.m. Eastern. Traders called it fixing the algorithms. People suspected a major institutional desk was leaning on the price to trigger retail liquidations and then scoop up the bottom. Since the news of this lawsuit and the $540 million fine from Indian regulators, SEBI, for similar manipulation, that 10 a.m. dumping has suddenly stopped.
Correlation isn't always causation, but in a market this thin, it's a massive tell. Jane Street is calling the lawsuit opportunistic, but when you combine the India fine, where they allegedly manipulated the bank Nifty index, with these Terra allegations, the anarchist commune image of Jane Street is looking more like a predator's ball.
Okay, next up we have the geopolitical convergence, involving tariffs and digital sovereignty.
Let's pivot to the geopolitical side. Trump's 15% tariff plan has sent the USD into a frenzy. Usually, a strong dollar is a headwind for Bitcoin, but we're seeing a new narrative, Bitcoin as a hedge against systemic volatility, even if it fails as a hedge against geopolitical shocks in the short term.
Exactly. While Bitcoin failed to attract defensive flows this week, gold actually outperformed it. But the long-term case is being built on the wreckage of sovereign debt. If the U.S. continues to weaponize tariffs, other nations are going to look for neutral settlement layers.
And don't forget the Howard Lutnick factor. The Cantor Fitzgerald CEO and Trump's commerce pick is under fire this week over his historical ties to Jeffrey Epstein. If he loses political capital, the institutional crypto wing in D.C. loses its biggest champion.
Fascinating. Okay, some closing thoughts as we continue to manage the big picture with our day-to-day operations.
Yes, where do we go from here? Technically, we're at a crossroads. We saw a double bottom at $63,000. If we can close above $70,000, the bull case is back on. But with the fear and greed index in extreme fear, and Polymarket bettors giving a 60% chance of BTC hitting $50,000 this year, it's a brave man's game right now.
The takeaway? Institutional adoption is maturing, but the invisible hands, like Jane Street, are finally being pulled into the light. Transparency and patience are the themes for 2026, especially if you're lining up for liquidity events. Ironically, you may want Bitcoin to stay low for the foreseeable.
Couldn't agree more. Sometimes strategy isn't just about number go up. We're watching the 10 a.m. Eastern window in coming days. If it stays quiet, the phantom might really be in the courtroom instead of the order book.
Never a dull moment in this space, guys. Okay, that's the high-level stuff summarized. Now, what about the engine room? How is your digital assets factory doing? Head over to the DBM forum to review a live update on the current project we manage within the DBM ecosystem, including how we access two bot trading platforms to drive ongoing cash flows, and the very latest in our select equity-based projects, such as ATLA, Super One, and Ultima. See you there! Oh, and don't forget to keep up with the DBM Wealth Builder series, as we are now at Module 7, where we connect the dots in managing ongoing cash flow. See the show notes for access.